This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell makes a way for us all to make a few bucks here and there. It'd be really great if you guys would jump on board with it. Again, stop shopping at those places that hate you. Stop going to Target. Stop going to these places that give money to Planned Parenthood and all these other organizations that you don't agree with. And put your money, you know, in an organization that does support the things you agree with. Some of you have said they're a little expensive. I'm going to say to you, so what? Is it not worth it? You'd rather pay Target, who gives money to, we'll just stick on Planned Parenthood, who you think abortion is abhorrent and shouldn't happen and it's murder, but you're going to go there and shop because you're going to save $5? The $5 that they're going to, why don't you just send the $5 to Planned Parenthood and go buy somewhere else? Seriously. You buy from Mike Lindell, and he supports pro-life organizations, pro-liberty, pro-freedom. Stop being cheap and spend a few bucks. If you use promo code Joe, you will save big money. So when you go to checkout, promo code Joe will get you anywhere from 30 to 70% off at MyPillow.com. Sheets, pillowcases, towels, mattress covers, I don't know, all the stuff you could use in the house. At least go there and give it a shot. Check it out. Use promo code Joe and watch the amount due at checkout drop tremendously. Anyway, let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. She's my co-host on Fridays. And Sonia, I think you have pillows, do you not?
I do have pillows and sheets. Ooh. And there's something magical about those
sheets.
What are they called? Geezers.
Wait a minute. Geezer. Is a, like an old person, okay?
That's why I got them.
Oh, you know, you don't really hear guys talk about sheets, but I got to tell you, the first night I slept on those sheets, I was like, wow, there is a difference.
It's not like Homer. These are nine. No, they're good, you know. And another thing, another reason to support.
Here we go. Yeah, okay.
Oh, another reason to support Mike Lindell is
yes.
That he keeps Americans working.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's reason enough. I mean, the man puts his life on the line, his reputation on the line, his money on the line to save America. And you know what? I think they'll get to putting him in jail next. Let him work through Trump. Let him work through Clarence Thomas. They'll get to Lindell. But in the meantime, could y'all just help him keep people working?
But you know, to your point, they're doing this all across the country. Any pro-Trump organization, anybody who gave Trump support, is now being attacked by the justice system. There's no way around it. You can see it, and you could, and it's so in your face, it's so prominent because, again, there are people, Hunter Biden being one of the biggies, there are people that you have definite evidence against, and they're doing absolutely nothing with it. So
right, but these people, like I said, they have no moral compass. They only know winning, and anything they have to do to win, the means justifies the end to them. And since they have no morality, they don't care about Hunter. They don't even understand why that's an issue. They don't even understand why the Biden thing and China, you know, the connection with China and other world leaders, why that's important, why this exchange of money is important to the, how that affects your lives. People don't know. And the ones who on the left, they don't care.
No, no, that's very true. They are the gods of Mount Olympus. They are the intellectual gods. And you better bow to them or else you're just a Moroni.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, think about it. Right?
I like that word.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
So, I mean, the bottom, again, and I know some people think that all I do is pick on them, but, you know, think about it for real. You know, they call us fascists, yet every edict, look at what's happening here in California with Governor Newsom. He is telling school boards, people that got elected by the community to carry out the will of the community, he's telling school boards what they can do, what they can't do, what books they can have, what books they can't have, and when they are supposed to remove people from meetings.
Well, you better start calling him President Newsom, because that's what the left has in store for us.
Yeah, I just don't believe that's going to happen. Really,
I'm telling you, when I go in other parts of the country and I mention California, a lot of them don't know what's going on here. If they have an inkling, they don't know specifics about it.
And you bringing them up to date, right?
Where would I start with that? I just let them know, don't let too many of us move in here because that will change everything for you. They don't. It's hard for them to believe. When I start telling them what's going on in the schools, with the curriculum, with the I think by now everybody's heard and had enough.
Well, they are hearing, and the nice thing about it is that there's a woman. Mothers for Liberty, I think it's called, and they are now a nationwide group. And they are making sure that this information is getting out to moms across the country.
That's so good.
So it doesn't happen in their districts, in their school districts, in their states.
Well, you know, years ago when I was on fire on this and just trying to let people know that they look at you like you're crazy. I remember, God.
All right. Hold that thought. You don't hear that? Hold that thought. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. Joe and Sonia will be back in a minute.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. You guys in the chat room, are you just trying to rub it in? Talking about how it's only 90 and a tad humid in your area. It was like 106 here. All right, and those people who say it's a dry heat, yeah. All right, so turn your oven up to 106, and then go sit in it. See how that dry heat works out for you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her as my co-host on Fridays and dealing with some of the freakiest stories you can think of?
Are they anymore? They just seem it's part of the course.
Now they're just normal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know. none of this stuff. This is just so crazy. Anyway, I forgot what we were talking about. We went to break. I went to write it down, and then you started talking to me, and I forgot.
Or were you not listening?
No, I was listening because I was very much interested.
You were talking about weight stuff.
Weight?
Yeah, you were talking about...
Ooh, my weight? Oh.
Oh, not this time. We were talking about... I don't know.
See? It ain't just me. It's the heat. It's frying both of us.
It is 107 degrees out here.
I know.
Oh, right. You were talking about the swimsuit model. There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Would you call her? Portly.
I called her Portly.
I like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because they call guys, when I was a kid, it was like you were big boned.
Big boned.
Yeah. We knew that meant fat, but.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they had the husky section in.
The husky. I remember I told the first time my grandson heard the word chubby, he thought that was the funniest word. He's just a little chubby.
So to now even further divide Americans, New York City has agreed to pay $1.8 billion over an old racist teaching exam that the blacks performed poorly on. So they set aside nearly $2 billion to black and Hispanic people who wanted to become teachers but failed the exam. They're settling a lawsuit that alleged that there was a disparate passage rates. The differences in passing rates showed that the test was racist. So basically what they're saying, of the couple of hundred people that took the test, because there were a higher percentage of whites that passed it than blacks, it shows it was racist. So were the other blacks who passed the test, which was a high number, were they maybe half white? Maybe they grew up in a white family. I don't know.
They were probably sellouts.
Oh, got it. And so they probably actually studied for the... Got it, okay.
Yeah, I mean, what did you do in college if you can't pass the teacher's exam? And I've met teachers. If you can't be a teacher, there's something drastically wrong. Oh,
God. So they're giving them... First of all, they're giving them... One gets the... The guy is getting the most amount of money. He's getting $2 million, okay? And the reason he's getting $2,055,000 is because he failed the test four times.
Oh, my God. I could do that.
I know. Right? So he's getting that much money. Plus, everybody who's getting paid for failing the test, which is, let's be honest, that's what this is, right? They're getting paid for failing the test. They are going to be put on a pension plan because had they got the job, they would have been on the pension plan.
And who's paying for this?
New Yorkers.
The citizens of New York, the taxpayers.
Right. Yeah.
Are you serious?
This is not an onion story, but go ahead.
Hey, you're saying that money is going directly to the people or some sort of a fund?
No. It's going directly to the people.
For failure.
For failing the test. And the only proof that they have, or perceived proof that they have that it was a racist test, is because 90% of whites passed the test. Now, remember that whites includes Asians. Right?
Right.
So 90% of whites pass the test, while only 55% of blacks pass the test. So proof positive that...
Right, there you go. There's your answer. Wow. I'm going to go sign up for that test right away. I'm not playing this black thing right at all.
But that drives further division between us, does it not?
Sure,
it's like
it does.
I'm sitting going, did they not stop? Because I don't believe for a second that you know this, that black folks or Hispanic folks are dumber than white folks.
Are incapable, okay? No.
Or that's my next slide was going to be incapable. Are you saying that the basics of the test, did somebody think of questions that black people would never know the answer to?
Right. I mean,
what could it be?
It's a racially biased. You know what? My grandson is they take the SATs every periodically in his right. school. And one of my daughters said, you know what? They're not even going to be taking that test by the time he's in high school.
That's right.
Really?
Well, they already don't take them. I got news
right.
for her.
They already yep. don't. It's going to be rock, paper, scissors. You're
yep,
in.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're black. You're in. You're black. I don't know. I'm not playing my black card to its fullest capacity.
Oh, no. And they go on now. Because of this, they have this. You ready for this one? You're going to fall out of your chair. Now, they've decided to scrap its requirements that teachers must pass. Oh, God. And you wonder why these kids aren't going to make
Everybody
it.
Can be stupid.
They must pass a they must not pass a literacy test because only 46% of Hispanic test takers and 41% of black test takers could understand the test questions.
But that's what they're doing to the students, so it makes sense that they would transfer that over to teachers. So now, you know, that saying, the blind teaching the blind, you're going to have the idiots teaching the idiots.
That's just infuriating.
This is not good.
We're not giving, they cannot compete on the global scale. You know?
And the minute somebody comes out with a test or some sort of a, I forget the guy's name, years ago came out and said that black people's brains were inferior, everybody went up in arms. So, yes. So,
well, they're saying the same thing here, though, without actually saying.
That's exactly what they're saying. But they're putting the blame on the test. Now, the millions of dollars that they're putting towards the test or giving to the people, they might want to look into, okay, well, what is it exactly that's racially biased about this test, and make sure that they learn it. Listen, I am about to have to take this real estate exam, which is no cakewalk anymore. They're actually serious. And I knew enough numbskulls who are real estate agents. It's one of the reasons I decided to go into that. I'm like, if they can be one, I can be
one.
Oh,
I'm with you 100%. Okay.
Not anymore. That test is serious. So if I fail it, you know what I'm saying.
All right. Probably because you're black. I got it.
It's,
yeah.
I'm getting that money.
Minutes. A lot more coming up after the break.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USC
USA News update. The head of Health and Human Services is defending the treatment that illegal immigrant children receive after they cross into Texas.
We don't cage them. We provide them with all the care that they deserve. We provide them with the kind of medical attention you would want for your child.
Secretary Javier Becerra told a conference of elected Latino officials this month that kids in their custody go through trauma before they make it to the border. A new report's critical of the care the children get once they're in custody, citing one 8-year-old girl who died. The Trump Organization is settling a lawsuit filed against it by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. At a hearing Friday, lawyers for both sides announced an agreement on a settlement had been reached. Cohen had sued the Trump Organization for $1.3 million over unpaid legal fees. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. The settlement came as the civil trial was scheduled to begin Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week as my co-host. You know, I would say to add a little color to the conversation, but everybody will take that the wrong way. So different points of view at times. She, next to my wife, she's probably one of the only other women that could correct me. Although with her, I can push back. My wife, not so much.
Yeah, you better watch it with Tammy. I don't even push back with Tammy. But you know what? It's funny. I think you said you had a listener write in and said, "Well, why do you always talk about black issues when Sonia and Zoe are on?"
Yeah.
And I don't think he understands what a privilege that is for us. I mean, don't take. I mean, I'll let Zoe speak for himself, but our community has a lot of catching up to do and a lot of critical thinking that they need to be exposed to because, to be quite honest, the Democrat Party has held them hostage for several years and done them a great deal of harm. So if we can come on and talk about that, thank goodness you give us a platform to be able to do that, Joe, because I think it's important for the black community to hear another side of the coin, another point of view.
You know, I've always wanted to be that white savior that they keep talking about.
There you go.
Yeah.
You need enough, can never have enough.
No, you... I'm just going to say this from a personal standpoint. I think the difference between me and a lot of other commentators is... I don't hold back. I'll let my ignorance shine. I mean, if I don't know something, I'm not afraid to ask you or Zoe something about the black community. I've learned so much about both of you because you both did not have the exact same experience growing up, you know. Isn't it funny how the general perception of a white person, the average white person of a black person in our community, is you grew up in the ghetto, you grew up poor, you grew up on government cheese. Mom had to drag her 8 kids to the welfare office to get her check twice a month. It's all wrong. And did some people grow up like that? Yeah, actually, I knew white folks from Italy that grew up like that. You know, it's not only the black community.
Yeah, my ex's family is we don't have anybody in our family that's had those situations with the law, with the penal system, with the. I'm like, oh my God! I mean, you know,
what are you, weird? Right?
we all have different experiences, but you know where we get a lot of those perceptions from, and you always laugh about the Italian movies, but you get a lot of them from what the media puts out there, whether
that's
it be
right.
In our music, in our movies that they've been greenlighting since the 70s, they all portray a certain role of black people. What they show on the news. And, you know, they always, and we did a sketch about this on In Living in Color once, they always get the most ignorant person available to ask a question to on the news.
I played some of those as a giggle, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, and that's where you get your perception of black people from. If you're an intelligent black person, you're standing in a crime scene, they're not going to ask you the question. They're going to go to the lady with the rollers in her hair.
Yeah, but you said it a long time ago, and here's the truth. The Huxtables, I mean, I don't care what you think about Bill Cosby, but the show The Huxtables, or whatever it was called, that really, for all intents and purposes, was one of the first shows about a black family that didn't show people that were always struggling to make ends meet or had kids that were in trouble or, you know what I mean?
Yet still acted like real black people. I mean, there was a time I didn't watch the show a lot, but I was talking about the show to someone yesterday, and she mentioned an episode where the teenage girl smarted off,
yeah,
and Bill had to hold Claire back from beating the crap out of her.
You know what?
Like, yes, that's real. I don't care how.
I don't, no, but let's be clear here. That's not just the black mom, okay?
Right.
My little Italian mom, if I mouth off at her before
exactly.
I could even turn around, that black leather shoe would have hit me in the back of the head and knocked me to my knees.
And she doesn't even have to look up to do it.
No.
It's like a boomerang. Hit you and come. We are so similar, but that, and I think people who care about their kids, and I know the left would say, well, that's not caring about your kids. You know, they've trained our kids to say, well, I'll call the cops if you reprimand me, if you spank me, if you punish me. And I remember my younger daughter said that to me one time. And I said, you know what? I will drive you to the police. She said she'd call the police. I'll drive you to the police station and do it there. I don't want them to have to spend their gas money and have to go out of their way to... Oh, I'll do it there.
You're nicer than I am. I looked at him and said, go ahead, call him, but tell him to send... a hearse, not an ambulance. Okay?
No, we care about our kids. The left, ruin everything.
My kids, two in particular, and kind of a third one, they will tell me today they had opportunities. Now, they weren't angels by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But they will tell me today that there were things that they were coerced or drug along to do and stopped. Because my voice was echoing in the back of their head, or even my, you know, 20-some-odd-year-old said, Dad, I just knew you'd kick the crap out of me if you ever found out I went into a store and did something like that. And I'm going, okay, if that's what it took, I know there's a whole bunch of people making notes, and I go, oh, your kids were afraid of you? Yeah, they were, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's like, fear of the Lord, that's called respect.
Did you remember, do you remember when that... one of the first Occupy This, Occupy That, and there were a whole bunch of kids that left school, and it was this one black kid in particular, he had a mask on.
Oh, and I know the story.
Remember when the mom came out? She starts slapping him around, and later on when she told the story, she just said, look, he told me he wasn't going anywhere. He lied to me, and I went to work, and I saw, and I knew it was him. I knew it was him because of the clothes he had on, and he wouldn't answer the phone when I was calling him. And she said, I left my job, and I went down there and took care of business. And I'm going, look, it isn't because she's everybody was saying, like, because guys like me were happy because we got to see a black woman beating up on her black son. No, I was happy that there was a woman, a single mom, that was willing to go down and do business with her son that was doing the wrong thing and not just letting it go.
A rare time we got to see parenting, and I tell you what, I think when the left produced that story, when they put the story out on the air, they expected a different response from people.
Yeah.
They thought that that people were going to say, "What a brutal woman! And how could she hit her son and embarrass him?" And blah, blah, blah. That's what they thought was going to happen. What happened
didn't work out so well for them, did it?
Didn't work out so well. Everyone loved this woman. Everyone appreciated this woman. Not only did she go to that site to bring her son away from there, she had a daughter who was in military. It was military.
Oh, yeah.
A police person. So,
I forgot. You're right. Yeah.
This was an upstanding woman. She raised a good one and then was on the path to raise another good one. And we got to watch her in the act. Now, if more parents don't take a look at that and go, ooh, maybe that's what we need to do with our kids rather than trying to make them our friends, because we have some sort of deep, weird psychological need for a friend who's half our age. Makes no sense.
Don't get me wrong on that. That makes me nuts, but go ahead.
You can get other friends, I told my kids. You can't get another mama.
What 32-year-old wants a 7-year-old as a best friend?
Exactly.
Stop it.
What is that about? We all send kids cussing their parents out and giving them what for, and I'm like, do you want me to beat them? Because I'm not tired today. I'd be happy to...
Well, there were times, I can tell you, I saw my grandma reach over and, you know, take a swipe at me when I said something to my mom that she didn't correct me on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, this is my house. He's not going to talk to you like that.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
My very lefty sister, one of the reasons she was angry with our father is because my father told her kids to stop jumping on the furniture.
Oh,
I'm like, dude,
what a nasty man. Yeah.
Yeah, an awful nasty man. Of course, he happened to be the Republican of the family, so that was an issue.
Isn't
that funny
already.
How the end of our conversations always end up on brutalizing our children?
Yes. I'm good with that, though. I mean, it's like the left. You notice that we talk about discipline and spanking, all right? Mm-hmm. They take that and spin it around to what?
Violence.
It's called beatings. Why do you beat your children? Well, that's
fine,
because I don't
beat
my children.
That is the verbiage that we use in our community. We do call it whoopings, baits.
Well, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'll live. All right, we're going to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay, but I'm going to...
All right, we're going to give lessons on whooping your children when we come back.
Okay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's really the only way we win is when we get informed. Right, real information, not fake stuff. But when we get informed, we do well. Because when you're out there talking to people, when you try to get people, I'm not even going to say get them on your side, but when you're trying to get them informed, you're trying to get them to listen, you're trying to get them to pay attention, the way you do that is by having real information. Information that they have to stop for a minute, they have to think about. A lot of people don't even think about it. They hear so much on the on the news, radio, the whatever you want to call it, they hear so much, they think it has to be true. Can't put it on TV if it ain't true. Right? So let's make sure that you truly inform people the way you need to. Soda Smith joins me. She does every week. She's my co-host on Fridays. Always have a good time with her, with me, and Yeah, it's just, I want people to have, basically what it boils down to, I want people to have the right information, period.
Yeah, but you know what? Last couple weeks ago when Dave, I think his name, filled it in for you, we did a story about how ill-informed viewers of CNN and the mainstream media is. They're just terribly ill-informed. It's not like they're not seeking. It's not like they're not hearing. They're just hearing propaganda. They're hearing lies. And faith comes by hearing. And if you're hearing right truth or the word of God, then that's what you're going to believe in. If you're hearing a bunch of lies that sound very arrogant and very knowledgeable and very, you know, because you can listen to CNN and these people sound like they sound like they know exactly what they're talking about.
AOC, whatever the heck her name is.
Yeah.
She sounds like she has a clue. Does she not?
Doesn't tell. But if you just, I mean, like write down what she says and you realize she ain't saying nothing. The left is really famous at promoting who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes or your ears.
Oh, no, you're so right.
Because you get all wrapped up into it, and then you walk away and go, wait a second. I don't understand.
But when AOC speaks, when she's giving her little speech or saying something about something, does she not sound like she's been to college for 27 years for the particular issue?
Yes, but she's an idiot. And she's so passionate about it.
Yeah, know, did her and Harris go to the same school? I'm just asking. I'm curious.
No, I think at least AOC is able to. I think her passion makes her at least sound like she may be saying something that makes some sense. Kamala just she never sounds like she's making any sense. Except she slipped and told the truth the other day about removing people from the face of the planet, reduction of people.
Yeah, and some people say, you know what, no, she just got in front of herself, she really didn't mean it, and I'm saying, okay, but
she didn't
where does that come from, though? I mean, where does that thought even start?
Enter your mind to come out of your mouth.
Thank you.
You can't say that, but I'm telling you, just from doing the research on my global warming book, that is the agenda of the certain elites of the left.
Yeah.
Reduction of the human population. Why do we not talk about this more? Because it sounds crazy. I know how crazy it sounds. There's no way I put that in my children's book. I would love to because I'd love for them to be informed. But you can't.
Totally agree with you. But to your point, you're right. I mean, you cannot, it doesn't matter what you say or how you say, right? You there's certain things, the minute you go down that road,
you lose people,
right?
You're the lunatic. I tried to tell people about Obama, because I knew exactly who he was. I was raised in a neighborhood that had community organizers while people were laughing at what a community organizer was. This one-term senator community. I was like, oh, y'all don't know. This country's about to get community organized.
Oh,
I grew up with them. I saw what happened. Nothing good happens. Exactly what happened happens.
Just you're the one who taught me. See, you taught me that, too. Now, I grew up with community organizers being in a Boston, in a city, and, you know, these guys would come out from time to time. So I get it. I understand it. But seriously, you know, in all seriousness, if you don't pay attention to these people, everything sounds like, you know, rainbows and unicorns, right?
Major extortions. What was the company that...
Acorn.
Acorn. And you know what? One, before they were disbanded and turned into something else, I actually downloaded the Acorn Handbook. And it tells you everything you need to know about what's going on in this country.
Yeah, I find it interesting, again, that when you show them, just like BLM, right?
Uh-huh.
The BLM about us.
Yes.
Laid out in plain simple English what they were planning on doing. And nobody would buy it. They kept saying, no, you're making it up. I go, no, it's on their website. Go find it yourself.
Until they realized they were saying the quiet part out loud, then they took it down. But the funniest remark I've heard about that is Jesse Lee Peterson. Have you heard him talk about BLM?
No, I have not.
It's so funny, and I don't know. I fluctuate if I'm a fan of his or not, to be honest. But he goes, it was started by a couple of fat black lesbians. And the people, that's when people take off their mics and leave his interview. He says, they said it on the website. Oh, God.
All right, before we go, I got to see if I can get this in. Here's a woman laying out what the Democrat Party has done to the black community over the years. And let's see, you know, this never plays for me the first time, but I'm going to try. Well, I figure, I got a black woman on, I might as well, you know, tell
the
story.
Exactly.
You
know, but I don't know.
There's truth in that, that the founding fathers, that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, you know, they owned slaves. And they used that, like, as a way to really stick it to you, right? Slavery was worldwide and legal back then. What's something that's abhorrent that's happening now that's legal in this country? But people have just acted like it's normal that we're killing 1,500 babies a day. What are you guys even talking about? It was a completely different time, and of course people are going to get mad at you about that. But I'm actually going to share with you some facts that the left often leaves out about slavery in America. Over half of the American states passed laws abolishing slavery by 1804, 30 years before the British. We actually abolished slaves before the British. They don't talk about that because it wasn't in the South, but the North abolished slaves, and the American wave of emancipation constituted the largest group of people who had voluntarily freed their slaves in the world. 3.5 million people living in America said no to slavery. That was the biggest body of people that said no to slavery in the world at the time.
You never hear that. You won't hear that any place, because it would really just flush their narrative, would it?
But it shows you how much control they have over the narrative, over years.
They own education.
They own. That's right. See? And they did that purposely, like the environmental message. It's all done purposefully.
Yes.
But that's a great message, and that shows you if we had taking control, or if we had control over that message and preached it in a different way and taught it in a different way, we would have been proud of what we did to abolish the institution of slavery. We would have had pride in our country for doing
that. And that was a black woman who did that. If a white guy did that, it would have 300,000 remarks about how racist he was.
Well, I'm sure she's got a bunch of them that says
she's
a sellout, and it doesn't justify slavery. But I think that message is getting out, though. I really have to say I'm hearing it more and more and more about how, slavery's happened forever without making excuses for it, but also the pride that we need to take in how we abolished it, why we abolished it. And the only thing that's causing us to go back into slavery now is the Democrat Party.
Before we run out of time, the thing that bothers me the most is, again, I'm going to say it, the black community have so many successes under their belt, have so many things that they've done for the planet, for the world, for humanity as a whole. And the only thing that the education system wants to drive home is that you're all victims of slavery.
Right.
Period.
So many things we can do in the future if we're not shut out of the whole process by the Democrats. And I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about if they nationalize everything.
Sure.
From medicine, science. Who is going to go out on a limb and create anything?
You're right.
You're
no.
not going to make any money if you know.
No. Nope. And innovation will go away. Research and development will go away.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, again, they'll say, no, government will fund it, but government won't care. They won't do it the same way. They don't know how to do it the same way.
They don't know how to do anything, but who wants to work for half the government money when you can invent your own, when you can create your own way of bringing in income on that sort of thing? I remember when I lived in Europe for about a year.
Well, guess what? You're out of time.
Well, you just hold. I will talk about this next week.
I know you won't, because neither one of us will remember. So write it down.
I know.
Anyway,
I remember from the commercials.
Enjoy your weekend. Have a great, always appreciate your time with me. Soldier Smith, people, you can catch her here every Friday with me. I'll be back in a little bit. I got a lot to unload on you, so be ready for it.
A 46.